Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Good day. It's a good day today. We can worship the Lord with freedom. Amen. At wala tayong anumang fear. Wala tayong fear na may sasabog o may puputok. Salamat sa Panginoon for taking care of us last week. And thank you for coming again. Wala kayong anumang pangamba sa anumang mangyayari because God is good. Amen. God is good? And all the time? God is good. Amen. Meron pong isang babae, 54 years old, ay inatake po sa puso. Kaya isinugo niya sa ospital. At nung siya nasa operating room, nakaranas siya ng parang near-death experience at nakakita siya ng anghel. No, tanong niya dun sa anghel, ay oras ko na ba? Ganun, ako ba'y susunduin mo na? Ang sabi ng anghel, ay hindi mo pa panahon. Meron ka pang 30 years. Ba. So yung babaeng ito naka-recover. Okay. At naisip niya, total may 30 years pa sa kanyang buhay. Sabi niya ganun, maganda siguro na ipaayos ko na yung aking sarili. No? Kaya po siya ay total, nasa ospital na rin lang siya. Siya ay nagpa-facelift. Pina-botox niya yung kanyang muka, katawan, no? Nagpa-liposuction, tapos nagpa-tummy tuck, nagpa-breast implant. Sabi niya, total, nandito na rin lang ako, magpaayos na ako ng buhok. Nagpa-dye siya ng buhok, pinaputi niya yung ngipin niya. No? At siya po, naku, napakaganda. At ibang-iba, batang-bata ang kanyang itsura. At paglabas niya po, doon sa ospital, no, pagtawid niya sa daan, ay may rumaragasa pong ambulansya. Siya po'y nasa gasaan, siya po'y namatay. No. Pagdating niya doon sa langit, tinanong niya yung anghel. Sabi niya, akala ko ba, may 30 years pa ang natitira sa buhay ko. Ang sabi ng anghel, ay, hindi ka namin nakilala. Ikaw pala yun. Yan po ang danger, no? When we try to modify or hindi lang enhance, eh, no? Or overhaul, no? What God has given us. Now, for today, we'll be talking about one of the highlights of the life of Jacob. We are in the series in Genesis, Reborn. At ngayon po ipag-uusapan natin in Genesis chapter 32, Jacob and the Wrestler. Jacob and the Wrestler. So if you have your Bibles with you, buksan po natin sa Genesis chapter 32. Tumayo tayong lahat bilang paggalang sa salita ng Panginoon. At basahin po natin itong napakagandang segment, no? Genesis chapter 22 verse 22 to 29. Yan, sige po. Okay, nakita nyo na po ba? Say amen kung nakita nyo na. Amen. Okay. So, let's all read together. The same night, he arose and took his wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." The Lord bless the reading of His word. Manalangin po tayo, mga kapatid. Panginoon, kami ay nagpapakumbaba sa iyong harapan at kinikilala na kung wala ang iyong banal na espiritu, hindi namin kayang unawain ang iyong salita. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na palambutin mo ang aming mga puso, Ihayag mo ang mga huwad. Ihayag mo ang lahat ng mga pagbabalat kayo. At mahantad, Panginoon, ang tunay na kami sa iyong harapan. O Diyos, salamat po. At dalangin namin ang iyong salita ay talagang magbigay buhay sa amin. Sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Yesus, Amen and Amen. Okay? Sige po, makakaupo na tayo in the presence of the Lord. Okay? So, this is the longest night in Jacob's life. Pinakamahabang gabi sa buhay niya. Actually, it was the longest day of his life. Kasi early in the morning, no, doon sa Mahanaim, ay nagpadala po siya ng mga messengers sa kanyang kuya. Kasi na, kung naalala po ninyo, from Laban, babalik na po siya sa promised land eh, no, sa lupa ng kanyang tatay. Eh kaya lang, dadaanan at dadaanan niya yung teritoryo ng kuya niya. Na naalala nyo bang si Iso ay niloko niya? So, dadaanan niyo yun. Talagang sa buhay mo, may mga bagay na hindi ka dapat, alam mo yun, yung mga pintuan, di mo sinasarado ng ano eh, ng pabalagbag. Kasi maaaring dumaan ka uli doon. Ito, dadaanan niya yung teritoryo ng kanyang kuya. Okay? So, nagpahatid po siya ng mensahero at ang sabi niya, makikidaan lang kuya, at ang dadaan ay ang iyong lingkod. No, hindi niya sinabing ang iyong kapatid ay dadaan. O ang hindi niya rin sinabi na yung kuya mo dadaan kasi 'di ba yung birthright nakuha na niya. Hindi niya sinabi ng ganoon. So buong pagpapakumbaba na sinabi niya, makikiraan, no? Ang ako'y galing kay Tito Laban at kasama ko ang aking pamilya at ang aking mga kawan. So that same day, bumalik yung mga mensahero niya at binalita sa kanya na nakita namin ang kuya mo. Talaga? Sabi niya gano'n, oo. At sasalubungin ka niya. Talaga? Oo. Sasalubungin ka niya kasama ang 400 armadong lalaki. Do you think that's a welcoming party? That's not a welcoming party. That's an army. No? So, ibig sabihin talagang masasaktan at masasaktan siya dito sa pagdating ng kanyang kuya. So, nag-isip talaga siya, nataranta itong si Jacob at hindi niya malaman ang kanyang gagawin. In fact, sabi doon sa verse 7, he was greatly afraid and distressed. Pag sinabi mong distress, yung wala kang masulingan. Pag sinabi mong he was greatly afraid, talagang ang kanyang buntot ay nasa pagitan ng kanyang hita. Wala siyang pupuntahan. Takot na takot si Jacob. At nag-isip siya ng paraan para humupa yung galit ng kanyang kuya, and the best thing that he thought of is to send off gifts. So unahin yung mga kawan, ilang daang inahing kambing, ilang daang inahing kamelyo, yung pinauna niya para pangregalo. Alam mo naman, may mga pagkakataon tayo, iniisip natin na gifts can appease a person, di ba? Parang peace offering. Tama? Peace offering. Pagkagalit ang mahal mo sa buhay, nag-peace offering ka. So, ganun yung inisip niya. Baka humupa yung galit at ako'y patawarin ng aking kuya. At nakaisip pa rin siya ng isa pang paraan, no? Kasi kung sakali mang sasalakayin siya ng kanyang kuya, unahin niya yung parang merong kampo-kampo eh. Apat na grupo, no? Pinaunan niya muna yung mga regalo, tapos ang susunod dyan, yung kanyang mga pamilya sa lahi, sa kanyang asawa, kay Silpa, kay Bilha, tapos kay Leia, panghuli kay Rachel. Ang sabi niya kasi, kung sakali mang salakayin yung unang grupo, makakatakas yung mga nasa likod. Makakalayo kami. So, yan ang mga strategies na iniisip niya, and he was on a crisis moment in his life, and he couldn't figure out, no, what will happen next, and he cried out in desperation to God. For the first time in his life, he cried out to the Lord. At ito ang sabi niya in verse 9. Ang sabi niya sa verse 9, O God, my Father, of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred that you may do good. I am not worthy of the least of all the deeds of steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two camps. Verse 11, sabi niya dito, please, please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him that he may come and attack me and the mothers with the children. Mga kapatid, siya po ay takot na takot. At sa kanyang takot, sa kanyang desperasyon, umiyak siya sa Diyos. At siya'y nagbakawa. Marahil siya'y naglulupasay doon sa harapan ng Panginoon sa kanyang paghingi ng tulong sa Panginoon. Okay? At ang sabi sa verse 24, and he was left alone. He was left alone. Can you say alone? So siya po ay mag-isa. And during his crisis moment, his discouragement and depression, what did God do? What did God do? So what would you normally expect from God when you are in distress? Siguro you would expect that God will come to comfort you. Tama ba? Just like Elijah, during the time of Elijah when he was so discouraged. Naalala mo ba yun? Meron siyang suicidal thoughts? Anong ginawa ng Diyos kay Elijah? Ha? Aba ay hinimas-himas ng Panginoon through an angel? Pinagluto ng Panginoon ng tinapay, ng isda, o ng meat? Binigyan ng tubig? Pinakain? Pagkatapos kumain, pinatulog ni God? Kasi sabi, ang kailangan mo kasi ay kumain, magpahinga, matulog. That's how God treated Elijah. Comforting Elijah. When David was in distress, he was so discouraged. His own men wanted to stone him. So yung buong kampo niya ay talagang galit kay David. And he had no one to turn to. No? What did God do? God strengthened David. Wow. So we would expect that God will do the same with Jacob, di ba? Nung si Elisha, di ba? Yung mga kalaban ay talagang nakapaligid sa kanya. Kasama nung kanyang servant. At takot na takot yung servant niya. At ano sabi, Master Elijah, Lord Elijah, anong gagawin natin? Napapalibutan na tayo ng mga kalaban. Anong panalangin ni Elisha? Lord, open the eyes of my servant that he may see that there's so much more that we have than the enemy. At nakita nung, di ba? Nakita nung servant niya na nakapalibot kay Elisha, angels and chariots of God. Kaya nawala yung takot niya kasi dami pala namin kakampi. At ang nangyari doon sa mga kalaban ng mga Syrians, binulag for pansamantala. At hindi malaman kung saan pupunta. Pwedeng gawin ng Diyos yun kay Jacob, di ba? He could have quashed, destroyed the army of Esau. He could have, you know, dispersed the army. God could have consumed the army of Esau with fire. Those are the things that we would expect. Kapag kayo nanlulumo, pag kayo nalulungkot, umiiyak ka, you want God to come alongside you, wrap His arms around you, embrace you, and assure you that my child, everything will be okay. Diba, that's what would you expect. What did God do with Jacob? It's very strange. It's totally unheard of. It's totally beyond the ordinary. God wrestled with Jacob. Di ba, umiiyak ka na nga eh. Takot na takot ka na nga eh. Di ba, Ang sarap lang nung meron kang tatakbuhan para sabihin na alu-aluin mo naman ako. Pero anong ginawa ng Diyos? Ni wrestling. Kasi minsan, nagtutulog-tulugan ka, ginigising ka, pero mahirap, di ba? Minsan, you're living in a lie and you don't want to face the truth. Kapag ka ganyan ang mga sitwasyon, mga kapatid, God will not come to you to comfort you, but to wrestle with you. Because you have to face realities in life. You have to get rid of the illusions in your life so that you will see who you really are. Amen. So wrestling match, mga kapatid, ang nangyari. And it was not even Jacob who wrestled with God. Hindi siya nag-initiate ng wrestling. Ang Diyos ang nag-initiate ng wrestling. Alam mo, si Jacob, hindi naman siya wrestler eh. Hindi naman niyang wrestler. Siguro si Esau, mas athletic yan. Man of the field, a hunter. He was physically strong. He could wrestle with God, but Jacob, do you think he could wrestle with God? He was a grappler. Oo, bata pa lang siya. He was grappling a lot of things. He grabbed the heel of Esau, di ba? Hinawakan, sinunggaban niya yung sakong ni Esau. Gusto niyang mauna. Sinunggaban niya yung tatay niya. Gusto niya makuha yung attention ng father niya. All he wanted, he wrestled for the attention of his father. Di ba? He wrestled for the love of his life. He wrestled for the flock of his uncle. All his life, he wrestled and he ended up on top. Lagi siyang on top. Nagagawa niya ng paraan. He was able to manipulate people. He can turn things around to his advantage. That's how good he is. That's how good the grappler Jacob was. Not physically, but spiritually, emotionally. He can manipulate people. Ang galing niya. No? So anong ginawa ng Diyos? Ay talagang ni-wrestling ng Panginoon si Jacob. At paano wrestling? Ewan ko ba, hindi naman ginamitan ng Panginoon ng mixed martial arts eh. No, hindi naman ginamitan ng Japanese karate or judo, o hindi ginamitan ng Chinese kung fu, no, o kaya taekwondo, o kaya ano bang saan ba sikat ang mga Pilipino sa martial arts? Arnis ng mga Pinoy? No, walang, hindi ganun ang ginamit ng Diyos eh. Ang ginamit ng Diyos na martial arts ay wrestling. Bakit kaya wrestling? Because in wrestling, God can really get close to you as close as He could get. Alam mo yon, yung grappling and grinding and yung halos magkapalit yung mukha ninyo. Using all kinds of locks, the arm lock, the head lock, the leg lock. Using all kinds of throws, no, Samoan drop that can actually dislocate your arm, your knees, your shoulders, no, but not your hip. Normally sa wrestling daw, hindi madi-dislocate yung hip eh. Very rare na nangyayari sa wrestling na dislocate yung hip. Nangyayari lang yung mga dislocated na hip sa mga gymnasts, sa mga ballet dancers, sa mga figure skaters. Yun, nadidislocate ang hip. But wrestling, hindi. Pero this is very uncanny and very, very strange kasi they wrestled and they wrestled all night. They wrestled all night. All his life, Jacob was grabbing onto something. But this time, something else grabs onto him. For the first time, buong buhay niya, sinusunggaban niya mga bagay, sinusunggaban niya mga tao, sinusunggaban niya mga pangyayari. Pero sa pagkakataong ito, may ibang sumunggab sa kanya. Verse 25, when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled. In case you don't know, the man, the wrestler here, is not a man, really. But, sabi ng mga Bible scholars, this is the second person of the Trinity, pre-incarnate Christ. This is Jesus Christ himself. An angel of the Lord, term angel of the Lord, but the second person of the Trinity. Do you think Jacob could win over the pre-incarnate Christ, the second person of the Trinity? He will not have a chance winning. Pero batang sabi dito, no? When the man saw that he could not prevail against Jacob. Actually, wala sa kalingkingan ng kapangyarihan ng Diyos yung lakas nitong si Jacob, but he saw the desperation of Jacob. You know, when a father sees the desperation of a child, minsan kahit alam naman niyang kaya niyang manalo, magpapatalo siya, di ba? Ano naman ang panalo ng isang tatay doon sa maliit niyang anak? Sa wrestling, di ba? Kapag ka nag-wrestling yung magtatay, madalas nagpapatalo yung tatay, no? Just to show how much he loves his child. And this is exactly what's happening here, no? Nung talagang hindi magpapatalo, actually I think the best way of rendering it is nung makita nung angel o nung second person of the Trinity o nung makita ni Jesus Christ that hindi magpapatalo itong si Jacob. Hindi matatalo. Kung dahil hindi magpapatalo, ang ginawa lang niya, he touch. Can you say touch? Ano ba sabi? Sinuntok ba? Hindi. In arm lock ba? Ni leg lock ba? Ni rear naked choke ba? Hindi. Ibinalibag ba? Hindi rin. Inihagis ba? Hindi. Mga kapatid, walang violence eh. Katunayan ang sabi, the angel or the man just touched the hip. And that simple touch was enough to dislocate the hip socket. And because the hip joint was dislocated, all the more Jacob clung to the man, to the wrestler. Nung na-dislocate na, nung nalilisad na yung kanyang buto sa kanyang balakang, no? Wala na siyang nagawa kundi yumapos lalo. Siguro mas tamang term eh, bumitin. Bakit? Ba't kailangan niyang humawak ng mahigpit? Ba't kinakailangan niyang bumitin? No? Kasi nga, hindi na niya kayang tumayo. And he needed somebody to help him stand up. He clung to the Lord. He hung on to his opponent. Kaya yung desperation niya lalong tumindi. Na ayaw niyang bitawan yung kanyang ka-wrestler. Verse 26, then he said, let me go. Let me go for the day has already broken. Sumisikat na ang araw. No? Sumisikat na ang araw. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Anong ibig sabihin nito ng sabi nung wrestler na bitawan mo na ako, una, talo ka na eh, di ba? Pero bitawan mo na ako, no, tapos na yung laban, okay? Tapos na yung laban, Kasi na-dislocate na yung hip mo eh. Okay, tapos na yung laban. Bitawan mo na ako. Hindi kita bibitawan. Sabi niya, bitawan mo na ako, sumisikat na yung araw. Anong relevance yung pagsikat ng araw? Para bitawan yung wrestler. Kasi ang sabi ni Moses ganito, kapag nakita mo ang Diyos, hindi ka na mabubuhay. So, maalingaw-ngaw yun sa, siguro, it's a universal law na alam niya na kapag nakita mo ang Diyos, that's the day you will die. Kaya kapag sumikat ang araw at nakita niya yung muka nung kanyang ka-wrestling, he will die. No? Sabi niya, bitawan mo na ako. Kasi pagka sumikat ang araw, nakita mo ako, ikamamatay mo. Pag nakita mo ako, ikamamatay mo. Pero anong sabi ni itong si Jacob? Di bali na ako mamatay. Di bali na ako mamatay. Ang mahalaga, you bless me. Buong buhay niya ang akala niya ang kalaban niya si Esau. Buong buhay niya ang alam niya ang kalaban niya si Laban. Buong buhay niya ang kalaban niya yung mga magulang niya. Pero yun pala ang kalaban niya ang Diyos mismo. At nung napagtanto niya na ang kaharap niya ay ang Diyos mismo, sabi niya, hindi na mahalaga sa akin ang anumang bagay. Hindi na mahalaga sa akin ang reputasyon ko, hindi na mahalaga sa akin ang itsura ko, hindi na mahalaga sa akin yung nalinsad kong buto, hindi na mahalaga yan. Hindi na mahalaga sa akin yung buhay ko. Ang mahalaga sa akin, ikaw. I won't let you go. With emphasis on the you. I won't let you go. If you want, you strike me dead right now. Because how can I live another day in my life without your favor upon my life? How can I live and go on without your blessing upon my life? Knowing that all my life I was struggling with you. Now I want your favor upon my life. I want you. Even if I die. Amen. When was the last time we were able to say that? Lord, even if I lose everything, but not you. Verse 27, and the wrestler asked him, what is your name? What is your name? What a question. Magdamag kayong nagbuno. Tapos ngayon mo palang tatanungin, anong pangalan mo? Diba sa octagon, sa umpisa pa lang ng laban, sinasabi na yung tail of the tape. Alam mo na kung sino kalaban mo, diba? Conor McGregor, diba? Tapos sino kalaban? Eto, magdamag ng nagbuno, magdamag na naglaban, ngayon pa lang nagtanong anong pangalan. Bakit tinanong yung pangalan sa palagay niyo? Was it because God didn't know the name? Hindi ba niya alam kung ano ang pangalan itong si nung ka-wrestling niya? Far from it. Alam ng Diyos kung ano ang pangalan nung ka-wrestling niya. Kaya lang gusto lang marinig ng Diyos anong sagot dun sa tanong. Di ba? Nung tinanong ng Panginoon yung lalaki doon sa Bethesda, would you like to be healed? Would you like to get healed? Kailangan pa bang tanongin yun, di ba? Parang ako yung pilay doon at paralitiko, sabihin ko, kailangan pa bang tanongin yun? Dito nga ako, di nga ako makalakad. Kaya lang gusto marinig ng Panginoon yung sagot mo. Would you like to get healed? Because not everybody wants to change. Madalas, gusto lang tao kung saan lang siya nakaupo, kung ano lang ang buhay niya, gano'n na lang. Kaya God is asking a question because He wants to hear from you. Ano ang laman ng puso mo? Ano? Kaya tinanong ng Panginoon, anong pangalan mo? Ano nga bang pangalan mo? Siguro, sabi ng Panginoon, kasi I remember one time when somebody asked you, what is your name? Your reply was, I am Esau. And that person asks you, are you really Esau? Your voice sounds like Jacob. Sabi niya, no, I'm Esau. I'm Esau. Look, touch my shoulder. I have the hair of Esau. Feel. Look, I have the clothes of Esau. I am Esau. Are you really Esau? Yeah, I'm Esau. Bless me. And he got the blessing. But he lost himself. What good is that? I mean, you got the blessing, but you lose yourself. You got the blessing of your father, but you are running away from home. You got what you wanted. Nakuha mo yung gusto mo, nakuha mo yung birthright, nakuha mo yung blessing, but you're far from home. What good is that? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his soul? Well, somebody among us, you may have, you have probably gotten possessions, but you're losing your soul. In your community, you're so popular, but you're losing yourself. What good is that? People love you not because of who you are, but because of who you pretend to be. Remember this, brothers and sisters. God cannot bless whom you pretend to be. God cannot anoint your avatar. God cannot minister to your mask. And God cannot save your selfie. Who are you really? Who are you really? Are you Jacob? Are you Esau? In the era of cosmetic surgery, and in the era of social media, we can be other than who we are. We can be other than who we really are. But when will you stop pretending? When will you stop wearing somebody else's clothes? When will you stop living somebody else's life? When will you stop fulfilling somebody else's dream? When will you be who you really are? What is your name? I pray that this will sink in. And that God will reveal to us that God had to break Jacob. He had to break Jacob. He had to reveal what's inside. Kinakailangan niyang durugin, basagin si Jacob para lang lumabas kung sino yung totoong siya. Para lang aminin niya, oo, ako to. Ako talaga to, ako si Jacob. Ako yun, ako yun. Ako yung manloloko, ako si Jacob. Ako yung mandaraya, ako yung heel grabber, ako yung supplanter, deceiver, swindler. I am Jacob. And God wanted to hear that. The admission, the acceptance of reality. Ako nga ito. Ako to, ako to. Yung masabi mo na ako to, oh, mataba ako. Ako to, pangu ako. Ako to, ha? Maitim ako. Ako to. Yung mga maamin mong pandak ako. But how we carry ourselves and show ourselves to the world in the social media is not really who you are. Will God have to come down and wrestle with you so you will be able to say, this is I am? Sino magsasabi dito na, Lord, please, don't wrestle with me anymore. I am sick and tired of pretending. No? I don't want to live this life again. No, I want to get rid of these masks and this makeup and this all this pretension and all this pretending, these clothes. Willing to let go of all this. Strike me now if you will. But I won't let you go. I pray that God will take a hold of you and grab you and grapple with you and wrestle with you until you realize that you need to unmask. You need to face realities. And just being who you are is okay with the Lord. You don't need to pretend to be approved. You don't need to pretend to be accepted. You don't need to pretend to be recognized. Gusto lang marinig ng Panginoon kay Jacob, what is your name? So that when you come to terms with who you really are, that God can begin His wonderful work in your life. Because while you are living in an illusion, God cannot move. You know, you need to step into the light. And you need to face reality. Verse 28. Then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God, you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Sabi ng Panginoon, now I understand, now I know, Jacob, admitting that you are Jacob, the swindler, the robber, the deceiver, the liar. Now you're no longer that person. I want to give you a new name. And your name is Israel. Can you say Israel? Anong ibig sabihin ng Israel? Israel means someone who struggles with God. Someone who wrestles with God. So that new name was given not, it was not born out of success. It was born out of a struggle. The new name was given out of a struggle, out of a defeat, not out of success. No? Pero Israel is a better name than Jacob. Because sabi nito, you struggled with God and you prevailed. Out of your desperation, out of your brokenness and contrition, you have struggled against God and now you have prevailed. Kaya from now on, you are loved. You are chosen. You are favored. You are forgiven. You're precious. You're the beloved. No more of the old Jacob. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Amen? New creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Ang lumang ikaw ay wala na, nalibig na. Pero ang bagong ikaw ay nandito na. Amen. Purihin ang Panginoon. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon sa mabuting balita na pinagkakaloob sa atin. It's amazing. The grace of God is so amazing. No? That He can accept us for who we are. And that He will be relentless in transforming us to become the kind of person that He wants us to be. Grace, growth, and godliness. That's what God wants. Based on His grace, He will accept us, but He wants us to grow. Si Jesus Christ, hindi siya nakikikain kasama ng mga prostitute, kasama ng mga tax collectors at ng mga makasalanan, hindi para i-validate sila. At para sabihin na, okay lang yan. Kaya siya nakikikain sa mga makasalanan, sa mga prostitute. No? Ay sapagkat gusto niyang sabihin sa kanila na sa kabila ng inyong kasalanan ay mahal ko kayo. Pero hindi ako kontentong mananatili kayo dyan. Nais kong kayo lumago hanggang kayo maging kawangis ko. Yan ang nais ng Panginoon. Grace, growth, and godliness. Hindi yung everybody happy tayo, no? Dito sa church, lahat ng mga makasalanan magkakasama. Pagkatapos ng church, tayo mag-inuman at tayo'y magpakasasa sa kasalanan dahil tanggap naman tayo ng Panginoon. That's a demonic kind of gospel. God loves you for who you are. And because God loves you so, He will bring you. He will bring you to growth and to godliness. Amen. Amen. Okay. So mula nung sabihin ng Panginoon kay Jacob, na from now on, you will no longer be Jacob, but your name will be Israel. Tanong ko lang sa inyo mga kapatid, mula ba nung araw na yon, nung sumunod na mga araw, tinawag na ba si Jacob na Israel consistently? No. Diba? Kasi may pagkakataon tinatawag pa rin siyang Jacob. May tayo naman tinatawag siyang Israel. No? So, kagaya din ng buhay mo at kagaya ng buhay ko, no, our lives, it's a work in progress. Diba? Hindi pa tayo perfect. Hindi pa talagang totally Israel, the one who struggled and prevailed against God. Hindi pa tayo fully Israel. So sometimes sa buhay natin, we fall, we fail, we commit mistakes, no? Hindi naman ibig sabihin nun na sa impyerno ka na pupunta dahil nagkasala ka uli. A work in progress, meaning to say, minsan naglalaro talaga, naglalaban, we live our lives conflicted, sometimes confused, sometimes we compromise. Nangyayari, nagkakasala tayo, humingi tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon. Nang sabi ng Panginoon, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. You need to confess. I am Jacob. You need to confess that. I am a sinner. You need to confess that. I have fallen again. I have failed you again. You need to confess. No? If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just. Can you say faithful and just? Pag sinabing faithful and just, ibig sabihin, God is both good and great. He is both merciful, faithful, and holy. Look at the quality of God. Ang ganda ng katangian ng Panginoon. He is faithful, He is gracious, He is merciful. Kaya niyang yakapin, kaya niyang tanggapin ka sa iyong karumihan. But He is also just. He is also faithful. He is also meaning holy, meaning He will help you come out of that habit, that sinful habit. He will help you come out of that addiction. He will help you come out of that bad attitude. He will help you outgrow envy. He will help you outgrow jealousy. He will help you outgrow insecurity. Yun yun eh. God is faithful and just, and He will forgive you, yes, and He will also cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's our journey, mga kapatid. Kaya nga, naglalaro yung Jacob, Israel, Jacob, Israel, Jacob, Israel sa buong buhay niya. May time tatawagin siyang Jacob. Mahalala naman niya yung nakaraan niya. May time ba tawagin siyang Israel? Buhay natin, ganun din. But one amazing thing, mga kapatid, is that when after 400 years, pagkatapos ng Genesis, Exodus, di ba? And then they were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. Wala na si Jacob, yung 12 tribes na ang napunta sa Egypt, dumami na sila dyan. Tapos they were oppressed by the Egyptians. And then God came to Moses. Di ba? At alala niyo yung dialogue between God and Moses, yung kanilang interchange, no? Exchange of words na ang daming excuses ni Moses. And then finally, ang sabi ni Moses, pag pumunta ako sa iyong bayan, sa Israel, sa bayang Israel, no? Sa iyong bayan, no? Anong sasabihin ko? Sino ang nagsugo sa akin? What is your name? Anong pangalan mo? Nasasabihin ko pagka pumunta na ako doon. Sino ka ba? No? At anong sabi ni God? I am who I am. Ang ibig sabihin ng I am who I am is I am who I am. I'm the one who was, who is, and is to come. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am who I am. I don't need to define who I am because I am. And that's powerful. That's the name of God. Yung Yahweh ay galing dun sa salitang I am who I am. Hayer, Haya, Azer, Haya. I am who I am. And then, sabi ng Panginoon is this, I am the God of your father Abraham. I am the God of your father Isaac. And then I am the God of your father what? Israel? But God did not say that. I am the God of your father Abraham, your father Isaac, and your father Jacob. Why would God do that? Di ba dapat napalitan na yung pangalan? Israel na? Pero sabi sa mga, I am the God of your father Abraham, your father Isaac, your father Jacob.
And what is Jacob? Jacob is the part of you that you don't want others to see. But God recognizes it still. Jacob is that part of you that you are afraid for others to see. But God highlights it. Our struggles, our failures, our weaknesses. Yan ang mabuting balita, mga kapatid. That's the gospel in the Old Testament. That's the good news. And because of that good news, that God still recognizes Jacob in his weakness, in his failures, that means you can stop living in an illusion. That means the gospel is telling you that you can stop lying. That you can stop pretending. Amen? That you can stop living somebody else's life. That you can stop wearing somebody else's clothes. That you can stop using somebody else's identity. That you can stop pretending. That's the good news. God loves you for who you are. And that's period. No need to prove anything. No need to hide anything. Nothing to be afraid of. Amen. Shall we close our eyes? Sometimes in our discouragement, in our desperation, we wanted God to come alongside of us, wrap His arms around us, and comfort us. We want comfort. We want encouragement, we want. We want His embrace. But right at this moment, He doesn't come to you as a father. He comes to you as a wrestler. Because it's taking too long. How long will you hide? How long will you lie? How long will you pretend? It has to stop. So right now, God is here as a wrestler. And He's wrestling with you. The best way is to surrender. The best way is to let Him take hold of you. Hang on to the Lord. Cling to Him. And I pray that you will come to a point in your life that you will be able to say, Lord, I won't let you go. I won't let you go unless you bless me. I won't let you go until I am assured that you favor me. I won't let you go until you say to me that I am loved, I am accepted. I'm willing to let go of everything. I'm willing to let go of my alias. I'm willing to let go of my avatar. I'm willing to let go of my masks. I'm willing to let go of all my selfies. But I won't let you go. I won't let you go. Better strike me dead. If this is you, God has a knife in your heart right now. Would you allow him to cut through it, to reveal the real beauty inside? Would you allow him to cut through your heart, to expose the true you? Without makeup, without filter. I know it's you. If that is you, can you just raise your hand? Pastor, that's who I am. Please pray for me. I'm afraid. Please pray for me. I struggle. Please pray for me. That's me. I am Jacob. Can you just raise your hand in surrender, in submission to the Lord? Yes. I see your hands. Praise God. Is there anyone here? Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. Anyone here who says, Lord, I want to surrender my life to you. I want you to be my Lord and to be my Savior. And I want to declare that you are more than enough for me. Nothing more, nothing less. If that is your declaration, can you just raise your hand? Yes, I see your hand.